Hallowed be thy name. To hallow the name of the Lord requires that the words in which we speak of the Supreme Being be uttered with reverence. Holy and reverend is his name. We are never in any manner to treat lightly the titles or appellations of the Deity. In prayer we enter the audience chamber of the Most High, and we should come before him with holy awe. The angels veil their faces in his presence. The cherubim and the bright and holy seraphim approach his throne with solemn reverence. How much more should we, finite, sinful beings, come in a reverent manner before the Lord, our Maker? But to hallow the name of the Lord means much more than this. We may, like the Jews in Christ today, manifest the greatest outward reverence for God, and yet profane his name continually. The name of the Lord is merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Of the Church of Christ it is written, "This is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Lord our righteousness." This name is put upon every follower of Christ. It is the heritage of the child of God. The family are called after the Father. The prophet Jeremiah, in the time of Israel's sore distress and tribulation, prayed, "We are called by thy name, leave us not." This name is hallowed by the angels of heaven, by the inhabitants of unfallen worlds. When you pray, "Hallowed be thy name," you ask that it may be hallowed in this world, hallowed in you. God has acknowledged you before men and angels as his child. Pray that you may do no dishonor to the worthy name by which ye are called. God sends you into the world as his representative. In every act of life you are to make manifest the name of God. This petition calls upon you to possess his character. You cannot hallow his name, you cannot represent him to the world, unless in life and character you represent the very life and character of God. This you can do only through the acceptance of the grace and righteousness of Christ.